Nigel Whitney.
Good day, Mr. Argar. I hope this fine morning finds you well. Step aside, if you would, and Captain Van Breda and my associate will go about our lawful business.
You have no business on this key.
Oh, I don't think you're in a position to say that, sir. As an attorney at law, I have every kind of business on this key. My client...
Attorney? You are no attorney. You came to me yesterday claiming to be an aeronaut.
And so I am, as well. Now, let me refer you to this letter which my client has received from your office. Is this your signature?
Of course. What do you...
Well, Mr. Argar,
said Lee, improvising happily,
I think you should keep your law up to date. This letter is correct as far as the Merchant Shipping Act, Part 2, Section 303, Subsection 5 is concerned. Absolutely correct, sir. And I congratulate you on the terse and manly eloquence with which you have expressed this fragment of correspondence. However... Let me remind you that a subsequent piece of legislation, the Carriage of Goods and Cargoes Act of 1911, Part 3, Subsection 4, Miscellaneous Provisions, specifically and by name supersedes the Merchant Shipping Act by stating that the right of a carrier to load his cargo once the bill of lading has been signed and countersigned, and I stress that, shall in no way be impeded, obstructed, or prevented by any provision of any previous act, notwithstanding any local interpretations that shall be put in place. Now, Captain Van Breda, have you such a bill of lading?
Yes, Mr. Scoresby, I have.
And is it signed and countersigned?
It is.
Then, Mr. Argard, I invite you to stand aside, sir, and let my client go about his lawful business.